Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola senior Riley Busmus and juniors Walker Whalen and Anna Young about the MVP program at Indianola High School.
We are here with
Riley Busmus, 12th grader.
Walker Whalen, 11th grader.
Anna Young, 11th grade.
All right, well, tell us a little bit about what is MVP.
MVP stands for Mentors in Violence Prevention.
All right, what do you do for MVP? Talk a little bit about why you wanted to join and what it is.
It's basically just trying to be leaders in the hallway, especially the freshmen is who it's targeted towards, to try and kind of lead them through the high school, give them a good example, and also just be bystanders in the hallway against things like bullying.
All right, well, talk a little bit about something that you would do out in the hallway that maybe would be a part of this program.
Well, we actually meet with some teachers and, like, learn about bullying or even, like, how to, like, help the freshmen become comfortable in the school. And then we go to a certain freshman classroom during, and it's called advisory time, and, like, teach them about that. So it's more of us leading them in the classroom, and then they can see us out in the hallway, like, from recognizing us from helping them in the classroom.
Perfect. Well, I know when I was coming in as a freshman, I was obviously very intimidated about all the older kids. I'd never been in a situation like that. So talk about your interactions helping those younger kids, especially like in the classroom.
So when we go like to the classroom, it's on a Friday. We all have advisor time. The whole school does. So the seniors and juniors who are like the upperclassmen go into the freshman advisors, and we've helped them with like schedules, things like that. We did that last week or 2 weeks ago. We like helped them with their schedules, tell them like the easier classes are, the harder classes, like if they wanted to push themselves more, what classes to take, college level, DMAT credits, all things like that.
Well, what have you heard from the freshmen so far? I'm assuming it's pretty positive feedback.
Yeah, I think it is good. The first week, obviously, they were a little quiet, a little intimidated, but we slowly, like, when we go in, we play like little miniature games with them or something, try to get to know them a little bit better, try to get them more comfortable with us, so they can trust us and talk to us.
Well, I know this is obviously a two-way street. What have you learned so far in trying to help out the younger kids and setting that example?
It's made me like think about how when I was a freshman, I didn't know like anything, and like what schedule to take or who to ask for help and stuff. So it's helped made me realize that I need to help them more, because I was in the same boat as them as a freshman.
Yeah, talk a little bit about, and we'll go through all three of you for this one, your interactions with Counselor Coughlin and other teachers, and kind of talk about the broader aspect of things that you're trying to learn as you get ready to graduate high school for some of you and get ready for senior year.
I'd say the counselors here are pretty helpful. They all set everything up really for you. You can even go to them, like me personally, I'm going to be going to a university next year. You can ask them for like your transcript, things like that. They're really good with that, sending them to schools. They can send them to schools for you. All the counselors here are really helpful. And then me personally, I don't know about Anna and Walker. I didn't know if I was going to do MVP because I didn't really know what it was going to all be about and like how it was going to go. But it's honestly been like a really positive thing to do for all the freshmen this year.
Yeah, again, the teachers and counselors here are great. They are very helpful and they're great leaders. And then, yeah, as far as going into the classrooms, it's really helping me with like talking to others and like coming into something prepared, because sometimes we have to like create a short little presentation for the freshmen, and kind of just having like a game plan set up, which obviously you're going to have to use later.
I've had a really good experience with all the teachers that have helped with MVP. My favorite part is honestly learning the material before we have to go present it to the freshmen, because it like teaches me something also before I have to teach a freshman. And I think it also teaches the teachers that are helping with it. So it's been really positive.
Awesome. Well, good to hear. If someone, maybe a 10th grader, was hearing this and maybe wanted to join next year, how should they, or I guess, what would you say if they wanted to join?
I'd say it's really helpful, honestly, like just being able to help these like freshmen, because I know as a freshman I was like scared out of my mind, like I had no clue what the new school was going to be like. But like I'd say if you wanted to be a positive help for anybody, like anything like that, then yeah, I would join.
All right, well, and then for the underclassmen here, how do you want to kind of improve this next year for you as you come back?
I say just keep doing what we're doing, and then try and, I don't know, expand a little bit about different topics and try and relate to students on more on a personal level, because they obviously go through different things. So try and just, I don't know, relate to them and help them out as much as possible.
We haven't had as many like lessons as we've hoped to get through. So I think that by the end of this year and then hopefully the start of next year, we'll be able to get through those more personal lessons, like Walker said.
Thanks to Riley Busmus, Walker Whalen, and Anna Young for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.